Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Breaking news. The Secret Service apparently unraveling a massive plot. The details of this are a little bit sketchy right now. Yeah. But a foreign network set up that could have shut down cell phone towers, servers, 911 calls in the New York area. It seems to be connected to the area around the UN General Assembly in New York.
Right.
They say the devices were found 35 miles of United Nations with it. I think they mean to write within. It's breaking and Fox News forgot that word. Oh. The says devices were found within 35 miles of United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York. And it's basically 300 co-located SIM servers, 100,000 SIM cards, multiple sites. And in addition to carrying out anonymous telephonic threats, these devices could be used to conduct a wide range of telecommunications attacks, including disabling cell phone towers, enabling denial of service attacks, facilitating anonymous encrypted communication between potential threat actors, and of course, basically taking down the entire 911 system. So if there was some sort of attack or something, they're being kind of vague about this right now. They're saying this is targeted at American leaders. I don't know what that means.
Well, Donald Trump is scheduled to address the United Nations General Assembly this morning around 10 o'clock.
They say forensic examination of these devices is ongoing, but early analysis indicates cellular communications between nation state threat actors and individuals that are known to federal law enforcement. So that's where we are. It says that this is from Fox News. The potential for disruption to our country's telecommunications posed by this network of devices cannot be overstated. That's according to U.S. Secret Service Director Sean Curran.
And he's right. I mean, this is a national security concern. I mean, particularly in the largest city in the country, when you have a bevy of international global leaders sitting here and the president expected to address them, that's a serious situation.
I know. It makes me wonder, what they were planning to do with them.
Well, it makes me wonder if there's not something else going on, because one of the things that – one of the tactics that we've seen, particularly in the Middle East, and it has happened to other places, where a terrorist will cause an action, have an explosion or something or other at one place and then do something at another place, or have secondary and tertiary explosions go on as responders come to the area. So – just hypothetically speaking, if you did some type of assassination attempt or some type of terrorist activity, and then you shut down the 911 and cell phone and internet services in a particular area where that activity had taken place, boy, that would be that would be really bad,
to put it
mildly.
It would be. And it just more proof that our networks are not secure, have not been secure. This goes back to Joe Biden. I mean, the Chinese, and it's going to be interesting to see if they're involved in any way, since we now know that it's almost impossible to tell where the cartels end and they begin. Yeah. They have merged effectively with the cartels. Just very interesting to see, given that the Chinese, and this was one of these stories that we've never gotten any resolution on. It's massively jaw-dropping. Remember, the Wall Street Journal broke it. that it's December. Joe Biden's lost the, you know, the Democrats have lost control of the presidency, but they, you know, they're not out of office yet. And Biden's team meets with the Chinese delegation, and the Chinese delegation just randomly volunteers that they have got these spy networks inside our, you know, water facilities, inside of our, you know, I mean, just all kinds of facilities, our piers, all of that kind of stuff. And that, you know, they were responsible for the Volt Typhoon cyber attack, which they had always denied that they did. And just flat out let us know, hey, it was in retaliation from Taiwan, as if mocking us, really. And the Biden administration did nothing after China took credit to their faces for cyber attacking us. And we haven't hardened the networks in any way. We haven't done anything. So, I mean, you know, vulnerabilities. You leave them out there. You're cool with it. Even when China mocks you to your face, this is what you get. And I'm sure they're involved here somewhere. And depending,
it's entirely likely. I mean, it's, it could be the Chinese, could be the Russians, North Koreans, Iranians, any number of, you know,
China controls all of those. So, you know, I mean, you see North Korea, they don't do anything without China. You see the cartels now. I mean, when China is laundering $312 billion of your money through U.S. banks for you during the Biden administration in 137 transactions, not one of which was ever prosecuted or investigated by Biden administration because they were cool with it. When China is cleaning up your human trafficking and drug trafficking money for you in U.S. banks, as they were doing for the cartels, mainly Sinaloa. I mean, you can't, I mean, there's no way the Biden administration interfered in any way with China's hacking.
Well, when government entities continue to buy, and I'm talking about, you know, local, municipal, county, state, federal government, when we continue to buy electronics generated in China, there is the intent and possibility if something is Wi-Fi, that there are other types of devices that are inside that and possibly, which could lead to some type of cyber attack or some type of denial of service or even, you know, purposeful miscommunication.
It is amazing how naive we are. Like, China tells us to our face they're cyber attacking us. And we're like, yeah, no, cool. We'll just, hey, let's continue negotiating to buy your stuff.
Well, this to me is one of the, not this situation, but the whole thing about the Trump tariffs has brought to light the need to have national security oriented things in this country. I mean, even then, there's still a risk, but you are mitigating the risk. You are doing what is smart, what is reasonable, what is common sense, that if you have something that you depend on for your national security, that you make it as secure as possible. And purchasing it from the lowest, you know, a bidder on a foreign manufacturing site is not smart when it comes to national security or public safety.
No, it's not. And speaking of security, I've been meaning to get into this because it's my favorite thing this week. Trump announcing we're taking Bagram back. Love it.
I want to hear more. I'm not going to make a call on that one way or another. It's just, I realize the importance. Don't get me wrong. That should never have been given away. But Bagram's in the middle of Afghanistan. How do you supply it?
The same way we did before. I think you could defend it and supply it very easily.
But that was back when we actually had troops on the ground in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is, and just from a security standpoint, and once again, don't get me wrong. I agree with the president. We should never have given it away. We should take it back. And I'm just wondering how this is going to work, because the only way then for us to supply it now is to fly things in. You do not control the airspace over Afghanistan. We could very easily. But at this point, we don't control the airspace over Afghanistan. And if we don't have on-the-ground security and airspace security, then anything that flies in there is at risk from attack.
Yeah, I think we can handle it. I really do.
Oh, I think I know we can.
We've got to have that airbase, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, I know why. Yes.
Trump, first, it is the most valuable piece of land militarily and tactically on Earth. For us right now, because it is equidistant to fly to Iran.
Right.
It's what made the attack on the Iran facility so dangerous, is because they had to do the continuous flight. That would have been very easy if we'd been able to take off from Bagram. It's also equidistant to China.
Yeah, exactly.
We have tactically to defend ourselves. And I have explained many times, and I am convinced that the reason we left in the middle of the night is so that that the UK, that the French would not have time to very easily take control of Afghanistan, which they could have done. We wanted it to fall to the Taliban, because we didn't know this then, but the Biden folks surely did, that the Taliban in China had a multi-billion dollar deal for China to take over the lithium mines. And so, you know, and there was great coverage of it on Indian TV that basically either we take Bagram, they talk about it openly, either we take Bagram or China's going to take Bagram.
Well, and the thing with that is also that Bagram Air Base would be another area that China would have to be concerned about, because we could hit them from Diego Garcia, we could hit them from Bagram, mm-hmm. we could hit them from Guam. We've got assets in Japan. I'm not confident of South Korea anymore. We've got stuff there, and their current leadership, I am very concerned about. But China would be surrounded on all sides except for their border with Russia, if that were the case.
Look, you know me, when it comes to foreign entanglements and wars, you know I'm usually,
I agree.
I'm not for that. Pull out, get out, do it. This is one of the few instances where we need boots on the ground. Let me tell you why. The reason Trump wants it too is because he knows that we're going to have to fly back into Iran. We're going to have to do it. Because we left one of those facilities, probably the most dangerous one, still operational. The UK Guardian had a great article on it. And it is dug deep, deep, deep into the side of a mountain. And then there's another one that we did hit. But even with the multiple bombs, do we get all the way to the bottom? Probably not. We're going to have to go back. But Trump knows he can't do it till after midterms.
And meanwhile, we've still got Putin and Russia poking the UN again. And I mean, the NATO countries.
Yep.
Because I don't think I haven't heard Fox mention this. There's been flyovers of missiles, drones through Estonian airspace. Now you have got Russian fighters that have been into NATO airspace, not just an occasional, whoops, we just sort of missed the border there. We had a 12-minute duration flight of armed Russian fighters in NATO airspace. They are, and so NATO and Russia are trying their best to get us all involved in World War III.
Yeah. And I would say that it is absolutely NATO and Russia.
Yeah.
Because Trump's doing his darn best to keep
us out of that.
I know he is. God bless him.
Yeah.
We do not need to be fighting there. That's not our problem. But we do need that base strategically. Yeah. If we're going to be able to counter Iran and China.
No, I completely agree with you. I just see a very difficult fight. And I think there's something else going on. There's something else going on.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something else going on there. I disagree. I think it'll be a very easy fight to just take the base, not the country. When we take the country, it'd be a pain.
Oh, yeah. No. If we're willing to do that, if we're willing to expend it, we could do that. Yes, there's no question about it. But it's just, it would require assets. It would draw forces away from the Pacific Rim and our efforts to thwart China and their expansion toward Taiwan and the Pacific Rim. So,
but if we don't take it, they will. And that's what they were saying on Indian and Pakistani news, that China is absolutely infiltrating Afghanistan via Pakistan. Yeah. They will take Bagram, and then we won't have it. And then think about this. We've got Chinese scientists working on those centrifuges in Iran. We need Bagram to counter that, because there's going to have to be more hits. And China controls Bagram. That's not going to work. The bottom line is, we managed to control that entire country with 5,000 troops and drones. Mm-hmm. If we don't want to control the country, we just want to control Bagram. I think it's very doable. I think we do it with less than 1,000 troops in drones. I'm not even sure if we need the 1,000 troops. Because we'll be able to launch stuff from Bagram. So there'd be troops there in Bagram, but we've got to take it. We have to take it back. And Trump sees that, and I'm glad he did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Does. Texter writes, Tara, you'll need, Tara, have you ever been to Bagram Air Base? 1,000 troops? You're nuts. I never figure you for a warmonger. Okay. We don't need troops to take Bagram Air Force Base back. We don't. That we, you know, we would have in 2002 or 2010, 2015, this idea of we put troops on the ground and take something back. That's not how this goes. We have the technology now. Again, we controlled the entire country of Afghanistan with 5,000 troops and drones. We're not talking about taking Afghanistan back. I don't want it back. We're talking about taking Bagram back. And we need Bagram. We cannot allow the Chinese to have it. Because we're going to have to fly sorties back into Iran to finish taking out their nuke facilities. Trump can't do it till after the midterms. He knows he's got to secure Bagram. He's got no choice. It's equidistant from Iran and China. We have no way into that theater right now without long, very dangerous refuel flights. And essentially what happened, y'all, is that the Biden family sold Bagram to China and the Taliban. That's why we bugged out in the middle of the night. Remember what happened. The UK Parliament voted almost unanimously to censure Joe Biden because we left their people high and dry and snuck out in the middle of the night. Why did we do that? We did that because the UK and France wanted to take control of Bagram. That's the crazy part. And easily could have. We don't even need our army to do it. I mean, France can run Afghanistan, UK can. That's how easy it is with modern technology. And we had the prime minister of the UK even say to Joe Biden at the G7 before we pulled out of Afghanistan, hey, promise me this. You know, if you're going to pull out of Afghanistan, that's fine. Let us know. All they needed to do was get the keys from us to Bagram. They would have been fine. And we would have been fine. We could have just used it whenever we wanted. Because they're our allies. But Joe Biden sold it. And that is why we left in the middle of the night. We did not disable all the equipment. We needed the Taliban to have the equipment so they could defend Bagram and the Chinese could have it. That's what Joe and Hunter got paid for. And that is why the UK Parliament censured Joe Biden, the only American president ever to be censured. George Washington killed a ton of them and they didn't even censure him. He died and they flew the flag at half mast in the UK. They saw him as English. Long story. Anyway, So France and England were like, hey, we want it. We'll keep Bagram. We'll do everything. You can use it. Hey, just tell us. We snuck out in the middle of the night and left the Taliban the equipment specifically so it would not fall into the hands of the French or the English, but would instead fall into the hands of the Chinese and the Taliban. Trump wants it back. We need to take it back. And folks, this idea that we got to go in with troops and get it. No, we don't. I mean, we would have had to in 2010, but not with modern technology. So yeah, we should take it. Texter writes, what are the odds Trump sends pictures of the Afghan leaders' houses when he tells them they are going to turn over the airbase? They will turn over the airbase. It's going to be quick. It's going to be smooth. We will take it like a knife cutting through butter. Taliban ain't going to be able to do a darn thing. And here's the other reason we need Bagram, folks. The next terror attack's coming out of Afghanistan. One of bin Laden's sons is running the mother of all terror camps there. He has figured out a way to get Shia and Sunni to train in separate camps for him. We've been funding it. I think we finally cut off the funding. Congress at least outlawed it. But we've been funding those terror training camps. I don't know why. I guess because we wouldn't have enemies if we didn't pay them. And we're going to need that to fly the sorties to destroy the terror training camps inside of Afghanistan, too. This idea that we could just walk away and be like, ho-hum, we don't care. We can't. We can't. And folks, at least we don't have an open border right now, but this is why Trump had to militarize the border. I mean, we had testimony 2 years ago from Joint Chiefs of Staff in Congress saying it was going to be about 9 months until the terror training camp trainees that were operating in Afghanistan after Biden let it fall came here to kill us. So this idea of, well, I just want to ignore that. Well, you can until stuff blows up on our streets because they are running the mother of all terror training operations there right now. And he needs to get into Bagram and we need to get the drones in the air and we need to kill them. We need to wipe out those terror training camps. You cannot leave Al-Qaeda resurgent on Afghan territory and think, well, we're done here. We're not done here. Texter writes, the globalist American empire must end. Hey, I wish we could end it. I wish we didn't have to be in Afghanistan. But the problem is, right now, the bozos in Congress were spending $40 million a month funding Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, funding those terror training camps. Nancy Mace and Tim Burchett finally got the legislation through the House to stop the funding. We have not been able to get it through the Senate. It's been blocked. Ask yourself why. Well, the problem is we've already paid them to kill us, and they're well on their way. So Donald Trump has got to, you can't, do nothing is not an option at this point. It's just, it's not, hey, we can sit back and do nothing. That's not an option. We gotta route this right now. And they're going to have to go back into Iran, take out the rest of the nuclear facilities. Because again, that is a country that has threatened us as well. So yeah, absolutely. We are justified doing it. And I don't think it's going to be a big deal to just take Bagram. I don't think that the Taliban can do much of anything about it. And I'm sure that Trump would be more than happy to take out their homes and vaporize them. It's a threat he's leveled at them before, and when he did it, they didn't touch our troops.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Meanwhile, violent siege by the left. Keep your attention on this. It hasn't gotten as much attention as it would have if it weren't for the Charlie Kirk assassination. On Friday, Democrat elected officials arrested for leading a violent insurrection against an ICE facility in New York. They surrounded the thing, surrounded the place. Now, what the mainstream media won't tell you, they'll claim, well, they won't let us in and we have to see if our future voters, our replacement voter, the illegal immigrant cartel members in there, the gangbangers, we have to see if they're okay. Because Trump might hurt them and we love them. I get it. They do. They love them way more than you. And they want to breach the facility to check on them. What they're not telling you is the Department of Homeland Security has said point blank, we will let you come in and take a tour. You just have to call us and schedule it. So they pretend, because all they do is pretend, that they're being locked out of the facility and they have to violently breach it. Then they get arrested. And then once they get arrested, they tweet pictures of themselves in handcuffs and say Trump's a dictator. It's all they've got, really. But that's what they're doing. Here's yesterday's one of these in Chicago. So on Friday, the violent insurrection was in New York. Now it's moved to Chicago. I want you to hear this, because this is what I've been warning about this from the left. This is what we're seeing now. Violent leftists surround the ICE building. There's more of them than there are the poor officers on the inside. When they call 911 for help, because the violent leftists are standing on the sidewalk, that's city property, around the building, the police ignore them and let the leftists rage. This is what caused Trump to send the National Guard to LA. It wasn't because there were violent protests. It was because the violent leftists had surrounded the federal ICE building there, would not move, and the mayor herself went to the dispatch center to prevent the dispatch of any 911 officers to save the ICE agents in the building from the violent leftists. And Trump went, oh my gosh, I've got to send the National Guard to protect them because these leftists are going to hurt or kill somebody. Well, now it's happening in Chicago. Listen to the pattern. Same one from the Democrats. They call police for protection from the violent leftists and the police don't come. And here we go. Turn this on. Here we go.
Fox cameras captured violent confrontations Friday between those anti-ICE protesters and federal agents moving in to stop them at an ICE facility near Chicago. DHS officials are blaming the chaos on Democrat leaders and say they could get no help from police under the governor's sanctuary jurisdiction. So they're in there by themselves, likely outnumbered because there's so many people around them. All the while, Democrats keep going after ICE.
This is wrong. It's unconstitutional. It's un-American. They send ICE in here to cause challenges and mayhem on the ground.
Masked men with war weaponry, you know, into cities and creating checkpoints in cities and disappearing people without the due process. Right? I mean, he's already doing that. This is no longer a threat. He's doing it.
He means their future voters, the illegal immigrants that they're harboring, many of whom are criminals in their own right. It's the mayor of Chicago. So we're seeing this lawlessness that I warned about. This is the same thing happening in Portland, where they have to position snipers on the roof of the ICE facility. Mostly they fire rubber bullets and use tear gas to repel the leftists so that ICE can get in and out of the building. Folks, the violent civil war has already begun. What I want you to notice is the pattern here. It's the same in Portland. They call the police and the police don't come. What is happening in these left-wing jurisdictions? Folks, this is exactly what happened in pre-Soviet Russia during the revolution. The Marxists are above the law. And when the Marxists are hurting you, killing you, torturing you, surrounding your building, the police don't come. In Democrat jurisdictions, here's Portland. I just played you Chicago. Police don't come when the mob outside of the ICE building is bigger than the officer number inside. Now it's happening, and this is Portland a couple weeks ago.
Every night it happens, Sandra, and you know, this is happening just outside of an ICE facility with hundreds of Portland residents living in apartments right across the street, and Portland police will not engage out of some fear that it will be perceived as helping ICE in violation of the sanctuary's law. And what makes this even more frustrating for residents is that Portland police won't respond to noise complaints or even when assaults are witnessed.
I'm calling about the drug cases. They cornered two women out here. They need help. They cornered them. Please send a cop.
So those people screaming, that was a black woman you heard screaming in there. She lives in the apartments across the street, and they run air sirens all night long. Just to psychologically brutalize the ICE agents inside. Well, there's a condo complex, apartment complex right across the street, and it's a total noise violation. But the Marxist Antifas outside of the facility are above the law now in left-wing areas. They truly are. I mean, it's a remarkable thing to watch, the United States of America. And our side is not really clued in on this yet. We are reporting these as separate incidents. So what happens when the violent left-wing Antifas, shock troops, black blocs, they dress in black bloc, what happens if they're above the law when they harass ICE agents, they're above the law when they assault ICE agents, they're above the law when they trespass, and they're above the law when they block the entrance and exits, and they're above the law when they commit noise violations? Nobody responds, no police response, because they are so perfect, so right, and so beautiful that they can, you know, make law as they go. What happens when they start killing? What happens when their new thing is, hey, you know what? Instead of responding and, you know, instead of blocking the building, committing assault, doing stuff, I'm going to start shooting into the building. That's coming. I mean, it's just a matter of time. Did the police respond then? They kept in custody when they attempt murder? See, because when you look at what just happened in Sacramento, California, with this lunatic left winger who opened fire, I still can't believe this, into the newsroom of ABC 10 because he was mad. He wanted Kimmel back on and he didn't want to have to watch the Charlie Kirk tribute. And less than 24 hours later, they bond him out, even though he had a kill list in his car that included Dan Bongino, Kash Patel, head of the FBI, and Donald Trump. Yeah, they bonded him out less than 24 hours later. So we had to go into the post-American jungle that is California and extract him to keep him from killing Trump or, you know, just other reporters, Sinclair executives, whoever he wanted to kill, because he'd been let back out. You think it was an accident he was let back out? No, he was let back out as a reward. See where this is going? See, this is where we are right now. What happens when liberal jurisdictions call off the police after a guy shoots into a newsroom again? What happens when they decide to open fire on ICE agents and liberal jurisdictions don't even pick them up? Because we're headed that way. They are testing Trump. They know he doesn't want to do the big National Guard deployment all over the place. Trump won in LA, but he had to use the National Guard to do it. He hasn't dispatched them in Portland yet. Every night, it is hand-to-hand combat with these leftists and the police don't come. It's that way in Chicago now, too. I don't recognize this, and that's why I call them post-American territories. They are run according to a Marxist set of rules that is not constitutionally recognizable. And it's going to be a problem. They're just testing, poke, 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 poke. And let me tell you what, they fully intend to escalate the violence by the leftists. Just very gradually let them do more and more violent things, fund the violent things, and then the police won't respond. Right out of the Russian Revolution playbook. It's what they did. The Marxists started that way too, beating up police officers, throwing acid in their face, and then gradually they were just abducting whoever they want, murdering them, torturing them, killing them in front of their families, and nobody did anything. They were routinely found not guilty by juries because if you didn't find them not guilty, they would be in your living room that night. They'd kill the judge too. And that's how a very small faction of violent Marxists was able to take over a country. It took about 20 years. It didn't happen all at once. You're watching it right now, and ground zero is these ICE facilities. This is a war. They're challenging Trump on every single aspect of this. I don't know how it's going to end, but I'll tell you this, we've never seen anything like this in America. Dexter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is 800-905-0989. Good morning, Tara. My son's high school teacher called Charlie Kirk a racist, even played a TikTok video trying to support her claim. Why do our tax dollars pay for teachers who force their political views on our kids? Okay, and I'm assuming this is a public, local public school? I'm guessing. That's an 864 area code on your text number. I would absolutely call the management of the school. I would call the principal. I would call the vice principal. And I'd go all the way up to Brooke Royster if I had to. Not acceptable. I'm sorry. It's not acceptable. You don't get to do that. That, you know what that is? That's sneaking, stealing. Stealing from parents. I'm going to get their little minds when they go to school. I'm going to sneak it in there. And Charlie Kirk was not a racist. So more than likely, whatever she's playing off TikTok is doctored to make it look like he is. So yeah, I would not let that stand. And I would do that for the other kids whose parents will not respond. We cannot have tolerance for that in our schools. We should not have right-wing indoctrination or left-wing indoctrination. We should have indoctrination in math, science. A little bit of Western culture through literature would be nice. But a teacher standing up there calling Kirk a racist, not cool. Again, that's stealing from parents their right to influence their child's life. That is not her job. That is not why she was hired. But you know what? It's why these leftists make beelines for schools. They are determined. They know they need young, mushy, unimpressionable minds to get left-wing talking points by. And they do it. Texter writes, how long is the right going to keep bringing a knife to a gunfight? What else do we need to know what we're up against? Okay, knife to a gunfight. I'm not sure what you mean by that. There's a small minority of the audience that's wants violence here, and I would ask you this question. I don't. Not on our side. We're the good guys. Who are you going to target? No, seriously, let's take that to the next. I keep getting these texts, and I ignore them. But all right, I'm going to take one on. Who do you target? I'm just asking you. I don't know. Who are you going to take this gun to a gunfight? Where are you going to go? Because wherever you go with it is immoral and illegal. And the second some idiot on our side does it, the waters are going to get exactly like the left wants them. Nice and muddy. So nobody can tell who the bad guy is. And they are desperate to get us there. And people who want to take us there are out of their minds. We can win this thing by protecting goodness, faithfulness, and light. 130 million people streamed that Charlie Kirk funeral. I didn't even count the ones who have watched the clip since. And you want to throw that away? Why? We're not them. And I don't want to be them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.